gardening tips for Lent. Dear friends, once again, Ash Wednesday inaugurates the season of self-examination and self-denial we call Lent, a name derived from the Old English lecten, which means lengthen, referring to the longer period of daylight in the transition from late winter to early spring. In recent years, self-denial has become the more readily identified aspect of Lent, as in, I'm giving up champagne and caviar for Lent, or some other more serious expression of sacrifice. In our Gospel for Ash Wednesday, Jesus focuses on self-examination. He doesn't ask us to nitpick petty flaws. He asks us to take on the big one, the ubiquitous one, the invasive and pernicious one, pride. Pride is the crabgrass in the garden of our souls. You see, it produces no fruit, while it overgrows grace and strangles goodness. And in this gospel, Jesus warns us sternly not to let pride choke the love out of our worship and generosity. As Jesus shows us, pride has the ability to make a pious fraud of our prayer. You see, it can flip our charity on its head and turn it into self-aggrandizing cant. Ultimately, it threatens to transform our entire spiritual journey into a squalid little ego trip. What makes pride so powerful? Well, the answer is amply documented in scripture and literature, and in an increasingly exhibitionist culture. It's in our faces every day. In Genesis, pride destroyed the innocence of Adam and Eve. You see, they wanted to usurp God's power. They got shame and banishment instead. In Exodus, it drove Pharaoh's chariots into the sea. In Greek drama, pride always leads to destruction. Avenging nemesis always follows hubris. In Shakespeare, pride haunts the histories and initiates the tragedies, while American literature is littered with proud victims from Ahab to Charles Foster Kane. Spend some time examining the pathology of pride and you begin to grasp its power. Pride springs from our primordial will to survive. We've all got it. Some of us learn to channel it, others don't. Healthy self-esteem is built on understanding our worth as beloved children of God. It's the cornerstone of well-being. Unbridled pride is the threshold sin to a host of iniquities. You see, it destroys with a smiling face. Jesus, my friends, is the antidote for pride. Humility permeates what he says and how he lives. Today, we'd say he's comfortable in his own skin. He knows who he is and why he's here. He's got infinitely more reason to swell and to strut than anyone who's ever walked the earth. But that's not Jesus. You see, his every word, his every move is a well-studied lesson in living the good life. My friends, search the Gospels for the proud Jesus, the vain Jesus, the self-centered Jesus. You'll never find him because he's not there. You'll find only the humble, loving, and gentle Jesus. You see, even in his warmth, he's humble, in righteous obedience to the will of the Father. Ask any gardener what keeps the crabgrass at bay. There's only one answer, constant vigilance. The same is true of pride, but rather than being in reactive mode, just watching for the grass to grow, Jesus wants to be active, to live productive, fruitful Christian lives. He wants us to vigorously witness his love in the world. My friends, live humbly for and in Christ. And the crabgrass? Well, it'll take care of it itself. This has been Father Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit my website at www.davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.